Okay, it's great to be back doing the Daf Yomi again. I hope, as Hashem, to be able to do this whole Masechta in its entirety. And Mirtz Hashem, there will be no more lockdowns in Eretz Yisrael, come over this whole virus, and hopefully have consistency in the Daf Yomi, Be'ezras Hashem. So we are doing Masechta Shkalim. Masechta Shkalim is fascinating in the fact that it really has been seemingly a minhag to learn it as part of the Bavli. For many hundreds of years already, people who are learning Bavli generally learn Masechta Shkalim, even though Masechta Shkalim really is a part of Talmud Yerushalmi. And yet it is seemingly in the Machzor for people to learn Talmud Bavli. It's very interesting why this is the only Masechta of Yerushalmi that we learn. So firstly, I remember Rav Chizkiya Nevinsol, Rav Nevinsol's son, once, when he was learning, the Daf was up to this, he said he doesn't really know exactly why we chose this. This was always the Masorah to, even the Meiri was discussing learning Maseches Shkalim. He has a commentary on it. He only really writes on Bavli. He even has a commentary on Shkalim. And so Rav Chizkiya Nevinsol thought that maybe just because if you look at the Siddurim, we Seder Zrayim, we only learn Brachos, so it's not Shaykh, we don't learn part of Seder Zrayim, and Seder, and also Seder Taros is only Nida. So it's not that there's so many, there's a lot of Yerushalmis, but in Zrayim, but we don't learn the whole thing. All of Seder Moed, we learn every single Masechta of Seder Moed has a Bavli, the only one that's missing is Shkalim. After that, Nashim, Nezikin, Kachim, we have full, complete ones of Bavli, so maybe just to be mashlim, all of Seder Moed with the Gemara, it became the minhag to learn Shkalim. But either way, so this is from Yerushalmi. We're going to notice that the Gemara is a lot harder, and Be'ez Hashem will get through it. It's only 22 dapim. It's a very short Masechta. And with that, we're ready to give the introduction more into the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, we just had it. We just learned about it a few weeks ago. And the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel is that everyone has to give a chatzi shekel, even if he's a very rich, he's very poor, and the very nice idea that's brought down, right, the Sefer Chinuch brings it, is that it represents that we're only half. That we're only half without the other Jew, we're nothing. That we, even though you could do everything 100% right, we still need the other Jew to do completion with Hashem. That we're all one. We need that other Jew to always complete us. A very nice idea. But either way, the mitzvah is to give a machzis shekel. Where was this machzis shekel money given to? So it was used towards the expense of the Beis Hamikdash to buy korbanos tzibor. That is what they used to do for the korban tzibor, and everyone would be part of the korban tzibor. And not only that, but it was every single Jew was shaykh to the machzis shekel, not just those who lived in Eretz Yisrael. It was obviously used for the Beis Hamikdash and the korbanos of the Beis Hamikdash, but everyone, even the people who lived in Bavel, would be giving the machzis shekel, the requirement to give part of the machzis shekel. And they would collect it, as we're going to see in the very first Mishnah, really the Ikar Mitzvah, the new Machzis Shekel, which should be done for the new year, and that starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're going to get into that in the first daf already. We're going to discuss that. So that is the din of the Machzis Shekel. Now, this Masechta does not have Rashi and Tosos, like the regular Masechtas generally do. So in the standard printings of the Bavli, there are commentaries of one of the early Rishonim was the Rivan. The Rivan is Rav Yehuda ben Binyamin. It was Rishon. He was in Rome, and that was one of the commentaries that's on the Daf. And the Korban Eda, which is generally on Yerushalmi, is also on this printing of the Talmud Bavli also. And then a later one that seems to be very popular, it's more like a Rashi, and it's very clear, and going through it, a lot of times I'll be quoting it, is the Tiklin Chanatin. He's a Talmud of the Gra, and it seems to be one that is the most common. It's like very clear, like a Rashi style, and a very good parish on the Daf as well. So with that, I think we're ready to start the first Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, on the first day of Adar, Beis Din proclaim regarding the fact that everyone has to do the mitzvah of Shkalim. The Gemara is going to discuss why does Dafka this mitzvah need to be proclaimed as opposed to other mitzvahs like Pesach that does not need to be. And with regards to Kelaim, what would they tell about Kelaim? Kelaim, we know, is the Isser to have mixture of seeds together. If you have seeds that are you mix together, Isser type of seeds, which you're not allowed to plant together and they begin to sprout, the halacha is that if it's more than 1/24, it's going to asr that whole area. So if one discovers it, he has to reduce the area to make sure that the ratio is less than 1/24. Others, the Rush wants to explain that no, it means once it's already, it's part of the you sowed it in a higher ratio, you have to get rid of not just 1/24, you have to get rid of the whole thing. Machlokas Rishonim will just go with the fact that you have to get rid of it to the ratio less than 1/24. That's what they would announce, that you have to take care of it. On the 15th of Adar, According to the Megillah, Bekrachim, we read the Megillah in the walled cities. We're going to discuss what happened to Yadalit. Okay, the Gemara is going to mention that. Also, we at this time in Rosh Chodesh Adar, they start preparing the roads and the streets. What were they doing this for? So there's two pshatim that the Tikkun Chazan gives. One was for Aliyah L'Regel, that they needed these roads in order that people should do Aliyah L'Regel. And the second one is for another pshat that he gives is for Ari Miklat, that we know the cities of refuge, they had to be Tachin L'Chazadarach, the Pasuk says, which the Gemara learned down in Makos, you have to prepare the you have to prepare the way to get to the Ari Miklat with signs to show them Ari Miklat this way. You go north, you go south, however you go to the six Ari Miklat, you have to show signs how to get there. So they would have to make sure that those roads are also taken care of. Again, to pshatim for what that means. Also, you have to take care of the mikvahs, those who are doing Aliyah L'Regel, and to make sure that things that didn't pass, like mud and other debris that was falling into it, would be removed and taken out of the mikvah. And also, osin kol tzarchei rabim, they also have to take care of all the public needs. The Gemara is going to discuss what this specific prat means in the Mishnah. Umitzainin es akvaros, they also mark the graves to show you where they were in order to make sure that people who are doing aliyah regular kohanim don't go near these graves. V'yotzin af al aklayim. They also go to, so now, this was originally, they would make the announcement of Rosh Chodesh Adar. So then, after that, they would send a later point, they would make sure to check if someone listened to it. And Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would announce it. So the 15th of Adar, they would make sure to see if it was enforced, to see if people had in fact listened and taken care of the climb. If they didn't, they would uproot the field. Now, the Gemara goes on. Lama Be'echad Be'adar. So why was this Dafka announcement of Shkalim done in the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh Adar? Why this time of the year? So says the Gemara, in order, Kadesh Yevo Yisrael Eshekleim Ba'onasan, so the Jews will bring the Shkalim, they have to take care of the Shkalim, and the first of Nisan is the time of the Shkalim. So they gave them a month to make sure that the new Machtes HaShekel, the new half coin that you're going to give, is going to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash before the first of Nisan, in order that what? Be'echad B'Nisan, that on the first of Nisan, you are going to start using the Shkalim from the new year. So we see that you have to use another halacha over here. We see is that the Machtes HaShekel that's used towards the Korban Tzibor, again, the Korban Tzibor is like the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. The Korban used to bring every day, every morning, and every afternoon. That's what our Shachar and Mincha is paralleled after this Korban that was born of the Korban Tzibor. So that korban of the korban tzibor had to be brought from the money of everybody, and that money had to be renewed every Nisan, would be that year's expiration date. So that for that year you'd bring the korbanos only with money that was brought on Nisan. So you have to bring it in the month of the first of Adar to announce it, that the local population would be able, the people nearby, their money would already get to the Beis HaMikdash in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now the Gemara says, Umar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, Chumas Alishka Kitchlasa, that we're taking out the new Shkalim for the Beis HaMikdash happens on the first of Nisan, like it originally happened in the Midbar. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Vayi Bechodesh Rishon Bashana Shiris Bechodesh Shukam Mishkan. Mamesh Inyana Dioma, what we've been discussing now, Kamas Mishkan. This is why we don't say Tachanan, everyone's favorite Allah and all of Shulchan Aruch. You don't say Tachanan all month of Nisan. Why? Because every day is we usually say Rova Chodesh, okay? That old pshat is that, but why is Rova Chodesh? The first 12 days we commemorate the fact that Nesiim, that was the inauguration of the Mishkan, the Nesiim bringing their korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, that's, we know that when this happened, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where the Mishkan was erected, that was the first time the Mishkan was put up, and that was a big simcha. So Vitaniel and the Brisa tells us, that on that day, the first day already, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they would bring the first day they were bringing the korbanos, they were using it from the communal funds of the Machzor Shekel. So they already had to use the Machzor Shekel, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we see that that's what we do every year. We bring it from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We see that based on the Psukim. Now the Gemara presents a different source. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshe, B'Shem Kahana, he says in the name of Rav Kahana, Nemar Khan. So there's a Girsa, by the way, there's a lot more Girsa changes in general in the Yerushalmis, and this is no exception. There's a lot of different Girsa changes throughout the Masechta, so here's one of them. The Gra changes a lot. He has over here, Nemar Kan Lechodshe. The Pasuk says, Zos Olas Chodesh Bechodsho Lechodshe Hashana. That this is a reference to the reference to the Korban Tamid, which says that this is the Ola of the, sorry, rather, in reference to the Korban of Rosh Chodesh, that you bring it of the Lashon of Chodesho Lechodshe Hashana, that the new moon in the months of the year, so the plural Lashon of Chodesho Hashana, the months of the year, seems to be extra. So therefore, we're going to use it to the Pasuk of a gzeira shabbat of lechot she hashanah. That's the first lechot she. The second one, nemelan lechot she. Another pasuk says lechot she. What is this? That the pasuk says achodesh zeh lachem rosh chodesh rishon lachem lechot she hashanah. This is the month Nisan being the first of the month. So what is this? Gzeira shabbat ma lechot she shenemar lahalan ein monin elam nisan. We know that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the first month. We start counting. We say Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, right? In the Torah, whenever it says Sheni, the second month, the Torah is always referenced to the month from Nisan. Nisan is the first month that we count from. So that is the first. Av l'chadshe shnimar, av l'chadshe kam nema in olam Nisan. So too, the Gzeir Shava, I'm telling you how to count, bringing out the Machzitz HaShekel is going to be from the fact the Nisan is going to be the first of when you start bringing the new Machzitz HaShekel for the new upcoming year. So now the Gemara has a problem with this of this drasha. The Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yona that Shavak or Bitavi Roshim Masiv Amar Sofar. He doesn't quote the whole drasha. How do I know Bichlal that there's a chiyuv of Machzitz HaShekel from that pasuk? He only quotes the second part of the drasha of the Brisa, which doesn't establish Bichlal that I have to bring anyway the Machzitz HaShekel. So what does that do with Machzitz HaShekel? So the Gemara now says Delokin Kahada Desane. So now you have to explain the background to what exactly is going on with this Brisa. So the Gemara says, what's going on with the Brisa? Zosalas Chodesh Bechotcha. The pasuk says that this is the Ola of the Ola and the new month. So Yachol Yeh Torah Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. I would have thought that you should bring the new Korban Tzibor every month. Every month you have to make a new collection of the Machzitz HaShekel. So it says the Braisa Tabulomar Bechotcho Lechotche Hashana. That the Pasuk is saying that it's for the month of the months of the year, which is implying that Bechodesh Echad Hu Torim Lechol Chotche Hashana. That in one month, which you don't know which month it is yet, but in one month, we're assuming that you take the funds for all months of the year. So it says the Gemara, Yachol Be'ezeh Chodesh Yirte. I would have thought that you take out the new shkalim from any month that you want to. It doesn't need to be Nisan Dafka. So the Gemara says, no. So then, this is the second part of the drasha that we left out with. And now we're bringing it, now that we know that there's a concept of Machzitz HaShekel, and I know that you bring it once a year, so now I'm trying to figure out which month that is. So then we have the Gzeira Shava. Nemar Kan Lechotche Hashana. With regards to the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it says the Lashon of Lechotche, and Nemar Lehala Lechotche, with regards to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it also says the lashon of lechad shei, so that the gzeira shava is teaching us that we take the new machzitz hashekel from the rosh chodesh nisan. That's when it starts. That you start using the next year's machzitz hashekel. Avachot shenemar ben kan ein enmon and minisan, as we just mentioned, that you only start counting from the next portion. Now the gemara is going to discuss that the lashon of mau mashmiin, that the lashon of the mishnah said that on rosh chodesh adar. That basically is going to be mashmien on the shkalim. So what's the lashon mashmien? That they make an announcement. So lechora clearly means that they're announcing it. But sometimes it's pointed out. The Pnei Moshe explains that the pasuk says vayish mashal es ha'am. That sometimes it can mean to gather. So the question is, maybe that means that basically literally makes everyone gather, meaning they already collect the money immediately on Rosh Chodesh Adar. They announce Rosh Chodesh Adar, so you must bring it. So says the Gemara. Ravuna Amar Machrizin. No, it means that you announce it like the regular way, not that you actually have to collect it exactly that day, that you announce it and everyone has to bring it within 30 days. So the Gemara now, without telling us, has an implicit question. So why over here that we assume that people are not trusted on their own to assume that they're going to bring it? Why are you announcing it over here? So the Gemara explains, Kama de, it's over here also gears to change the Chora by the Gra, that should be fixed to Kama de Sema, as you were to say based on the Pasuk, by Nikol, Yudavashalayim, that this is based on the Takanas Nevi'im that they used to announce it over here. That we see already in the times of Nevi'im that it was the Machzitz HaShekel over here is referred to. And that even in the times of Nevi'im that they used to announce to bring out the Machzitz HaShekel. So we see that even in the earlier times that they would be announcing it. So therefore, based on that, we have the din, this dafka should be proclaimed and announced. It doesn't explain why. It's very interesting. We just quote a pasuk that says, okay, this was an early takana from the Nevi'im, so that's why we proclaim it to follow that takana's Nevi'im. And so I just found it interesting that the Gemara has not seen really knows they can discuss this really, that why the Rishonim don't explain that, okay, so Nevi'im are Masakim, but why dafka this mitzvah? Why would anyone say by Korban Pesach, everyone else, 30 days before Pesach, everyone should know, you should get your Korban Pesach ready. Why dafka by Shkalim? Did they have to make in the announcement? Everyone has to bring the Machzitz HaShekel. But either way, that's what we see from the Takanas Tevi'im, that we have to do that. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Tama Taninas, we learn in the Mishnah we learn in the Mishnah over there, this is in Megillah. The Mishnah tells us, Ein bin Adar Rishon el Adar Sheni. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, meaning when you have a leap year. So there's no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar. Ela Mikra Megillah, Matanos Le'ev Yonim, except for reading Megillah and Matanos Le'ev Yonim, that you have to give Matanos Le'ev Yonim, that you're not Yotzei these two things in the first month. Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Malevi, Avshimo, Shkalim, Mechalim, B'Neim, not also that. They're proclaiming the Shkalim and the Kalim, that this, our Mishnah and Shkalim, which tells us they used to proclaim on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that everyone has to give the Machzitz HaShekel, that should, if it was done on Adar Rishon, you must then go do it again. Because we're afraid that if you're gonna have, if you have 60 days, because people are gonna forget about it, they're not gonna remember it. It's not on top of their minds that, you know, you say, oh, something's in 2 months, and okay, well, it's not in their head, they're gonna say, oh, I'll take care of it later. And they're not gonna do it. So it says the Gemara. So I'll call. So now we just mentioned another lachavir. As a shaila, the gear says whether bichlal this should be where we have this, because it seems to be very random. But either way, this is the gear that we have, so we'll discuss it now already. So that it says over here that everyone, so they say in the name of Bichia, that I'll call yotzei barba asar, that everyone, even if you live in Yerushalayim, you're going to be yotzei your mikra megillah on the 14th. So this is actually not going to be how we paskin, although this year is very interesting. This year we did have that because in Yerushalayim it was Shechalias v'Shabbos. So the only time we could read it was on the 14th. But there's a whole other set of halachas, not discussing that right now. But he says in a normal year, Stamazoy, if you live in Yerushalayim and you're any other walled city where you're supposed to be reading on the 15th, if you decide for a reason you can't read on the 15th, you can read and fully be yotzei on the 14th. She was man kriyasa, because that's the ikar time of reading for everybody, and therefore you are going to be yotzei with that kriya. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, V'yaos. So Rabbi Shubin Levi is right. So, Kalum Amar Mashmin al Ashkalim. When the Chachamim tell us that you have to announce with regards to Shkalim, Lo Kadeshi Avio Yisrael Ashkalim Ronasam. Is it not that everyone has to bring their Shkalim in the right time? So obviously it is. Im Atmar Barada Rishon. If you're going to say that you should make this proclamation of the first Adar. So again, this is going back to the statement that said that you shouldn't do it if you did it on a leap year and they already announced to bring your Machzitz HaShekel, that if they decided to make a leap year that year, you would have to announce it again in Adar Sheni. So Gemara's explaining the svara that we just mentioned earlier, that why is it that it makes sense? Because if you announce in the first one, Ad Gadun Is B'Shit HaShit Yomin, everyone's going to say, oh, I have another 60 days to take care of it. I have no problem, I have another 60 days to take care of it. So, and the same thing with regards to Kalayim. Kalum Yomri Yotzin and Afal HaKalayim. So also the same thing. Why? The Kalayim also, they're going to say, Lo Kedesh Yitzamachim Nikarim, should be a discernible based teens to uproot them. Certainly there is. So then the Gemara says, Im Atamar Be'adar Rishon, if they announce this in the first Adar, and they don't announce it again in the second Adar, Ad Kitun Inat Kikin, the plants. So this is another point with the Kalayim that you should announce it again, because the plants are still going to be too small 15 later in Adar Rishon. And the basin is not going to notice if there were Kalayim. So therefore, they should announce it again in Adar Sheni, or the basin can properly discern that 15 days later there in fact is Kalayim, and if there was, again, they would have to uproot the Kalayim and get rid of it out of people's fields. So now the Gemara says, Reb Chizkiya had a question in the Beis Midrash about the following. Me'atza, so now that we know that the reason for Shkalim and Kalayim is done specifically in Adar Sheni is to avoid people delaying it, so then the Gemara says, and just saying, I'll take care of it later, what about B'nei Bavel Mashmin al Shkalim Rosho Shel Choref? The people of Bavel, we want to make sure they want to get in their Shkalim, and they want it to be there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We see that the halacha is that the new Shkalim are used by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so if they want to get it in, it takes a few months for it to come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe they should already start in the winter months, apologize, a few months before, they should take care of sending the Shkalim. Or maybe they should just send them an Adar whenever they get them, as long as it'll be part, and within that year, whenever they get them, that'll be okay. So the Gemara says, Lo Kadesh Yivu Yisrael Shkalim Bo Nasa V'titarim Terum HaSalishka Min HaChadash HaVizmana Be'echa B'ni. So his original question, no, they should send it a few months early, in order that it should arrive on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara now says, no, Hesiv Rabbi Ula Kamei Rabbi Manas. Rabbi Ula said in the presence of Rabbi Manas, Hatanina, but we learn in the Mishnah, Bishloshet Pragim, Mishnah Tarmis Alishka. 3 times in the year do they take out from the funds of the Beis HaMikdash, Biprosa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, Biprosa Atzeres, and Prosa Chag. All these times they would take out the money that they needed for the Korban and Korbanos, and they take out all of that money and use it. So now Ula is going to continue with this question. So based on this Mishnah, what do we see? Amar Le, so Ula said back to Rabbi Manas, who's explaining, Lo Ye Amar, it should be really Ye Amar, not Neymar, rather, Lo Ye Amar. Shouldn't it be said that the Mishnah is saying the following? Ilun de Kervin Befusa Pesach, those who lived in close to Eretz Yisrael, so theirs would arrive on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 15 days before, they would arrive right away. Those who lived right outside Yerushalayim, theirs would arrive right away in time for the new Korbanos to be brought with that Machzis HaShekel. And Ilun de Rechokin Befusa Tzeres, and those who live further in Eretz Yisrael, further out in Eretz Yisrael, so theirs would arrive around Shavuos time, and that's the money that would be used from the Beis HaMikdash with their money. And Ve'ilun Derechokim Menuv Repos HaChag, and those who live in Bavel, really far places, those wouldn't be used till the 15 days before Sukkot. That's the treasure would take out, the Beis HaMikdash would take out those funds for the Karbanos at that point of the year. So we see that those who lived in Bavel would also bring it out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and when it arrived, no problem. So now turning on to the next Talmud, says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Rav Meir responded to Rabbi Ula's question. So he says, Kula ka'achasipa. Really, everyone brought them at once in order to make sure that came on the beginning of Nisan. So what was this Mishnah which seemed to imply that peoples came on different times, which would imply that everyone sent it out during Adar, and just those arrived later and those arrived earlier? That seems to be the implication from the Mishnah. How am I going to answer that? So Vilama Amr B'Shlosha Bakim. So why, in fact, did the Mishnah tell us that three times a year they would take out the money from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Lishka and the Beis HaMikdash, from the chamber and the Beis HaMikdash, and they would, why don't they just take it out once and take out all the money that they needed for the year? So it says the Gemara, Kidei Lasas Bum Biladavar, but they wanted to make it very public and show everybody, look, everybody's karbanos are used, everybody's karbanos money is going to be used, you all have a chelik in these karbanos. So they used to do it, and Shal Shagalim, when thousands of people were there, in order to show everybody, look, all of your money of karbanos is going to be used. So that's why they did it then, nothing to do with the fact they would bring it earlier. So we don't have a raya, whether or not Bnei Bavel, they would bring it in Adar or not. Did they bring it in Adar, or did they bring it much earlier in order that it should arrive on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So now just Agav, we mentioned the fact that the Yetzer Hara could cause people to procrastinate. So the Gemara is going to list other things about the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Pazi b'Shim, Rabbi Hendikrim v'loni b'es. So these pasuk, you're going to read these pasukim and you're going to get scared. Why am I going to get scared? Latova, because when it comes to things for good, like building of the Mishkan, the Torah says, Kol Nadiv Lev, anyone who's generous was going to bring and donate money to the Mishkan. So not everybody, only people who were generous were going to be donating. L'ra, however, when it comes to a bad thing, meaning for the Chet Egel, the pasuk says, Vayisparku Koil Ha'am. So it's actually interesting. Rashi learns that it was the Erev Rav, it was not all of Klal Yisrael, but Pashas is, Kol Ha'am means all of Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara seems to be indicating over here, that all of Klal Yisrael, when it came to the Yitzhar Hara, when it comes to sinning and doing of Rosar, everybody was involved. So not just the Nidiv Lev. Also, the Tova, similar, the pasuk says, Moshe came before the Klal Yisrael to go to the mountain. So people were not eager to go to the mountain on their own. L'ra, however, we all came to me and he said, and it was a complaining. So this, everybody was coming in that, not just some people. So then Vayter says the Gemara, third explanation, L'tova, also for good, we see, Az Hashem Moshe Nesel, only after Moshe Rabbeinu started to sing, then Klal Yisrael started to sing as well. That's, however, Larava, Tisakol Eidot, that all the people started to say that we should, but Lailahu, the famous, that was Tisha B'Av night, they started crying after the Meraglim came. All of Klal Yisrael were crying, not just some of them. As opposed to, when it came to singing, they only followed Moshe Rabbeinu's lead. After he started singing, then they started to sing. Another example of this is the Gemara, Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Achein Eshkimu Eshchisu. The Pasuk in Sefania says, that they came up early and to do averos. The people zrizin makdimin for averos chas v'shalom. Meaning people were getting up so zealously, so early to take care of doing averos. However, we have a concept of zrizin makdimin mitzvos, and not everybody does that. Only the zaris, only people who are zealous and are waking up early are doing that. Cholash chas v'shayu osin. Everything that people did, Bashkama Yosinos, again, this is pointing out, I just mentioned that for comes to Avera, everybody was so quick to run around and to do everything to do in Avera. Says the Gemara, Amrababi Baracha, in At Yachal Amar al Of Yashlum Azu. So we don't understand sometimes the nature of Klal Yisrael, that they do things seemingly contradictory to one another. What is that? So they were asked to give money, dedicate money for the chet egel, for the golden calf, and they did. Then right after, Moshe Rabbeinu says, guys, give money and do that. And they did. And unfortunately, a lot of people will give to, a lot of crazy causes, terrible things. And then they'll donate a shul, and they'll steal money, and they'll also donate a shul. What are you doing? Why you just stole the money. Hashem doesn't want that money. And you're donating it to a yeshiva. Shkoyach. Hashem doesn't care. He doesn't want your money that you're stealing. So either way, that's the Gemara's already related to that over here, that the people are sometimes have a contradictory behavior. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbi Yosef Rechinin Hada Masnisa, Vasisa Kapor Zav Tahor. He says, no, but it's not, the Klal Yisrael is not so bad. Rather, the Pasuk was saying that you should make a cover of pure gold for the Aron, and the Chamer learning out, it wasn't like, oh, you just asked me for money, I'll donate this, you asked me for money, I'll donate that, they don't really care. One was terrible, one was good. Rather, they knew that Gufa, the fact that they would donate to the Mishkan, was a kapara for them. So they were doing it as a kapara, not just stamet, if you just asked them to donate the terrible things they were donating. Nothing to do with that. Rather, it was all a kapara, so therefore that's why they were donating. Okay, now going back, we're going back to discuss the Machzor Shekel. The Gemara discusses the following. Rabbi Chagai, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, B'Nachman, Shalosh Shumos, Nerim, Parshas Zos. The Lashon, Rashi and Chumash actually quotes this, that three times it says the Lashon of Truma. So there's three different Trumas that are discussed over here. What are these three different Trumas? Says the Gemara. Truma Sadanim, the donation of literally the sackets for the beams and for the crushing for the Mishkan, for the beams and the pillars of the Mishkan, there were the Adanim, the sackets, that was the one of them, which was a Machzor Shekel. It was also given as only a Machzor Shekel, as a one-time donation for the Machzor Shekel. And also Truma Shkalim, that is for the Korbanos, that's the general Truma Shkalim that we have every year. And also Truma Mishkan, the third one, which Lashon of Kol Nidiv Lev, that was mentioned by the donation for the Mishkan. There was three different times that they were donating in the Midbar. So it's the Gemara Sam quotes, Dabra B'nei Sovi Chlili Truma, that's Truma Zadonim. So we see that that's the donation of the sockets. Again, it had to be exactly a Machzor Shekel. Me'ez Kol Ish Hashed Ben Lebot Kuch Moziz, that's Truma Shkalim. That's for the Shkalim. The pasuk is referenced to each day from the Zav, Achesav, Nekoshes, Tchelas, Argaman, all those things. That is Chumas HaMishkan, the donation for the Mishkan. So Chumas HaMishkan, the Mishkan. So whatever was given to the Mishkan was for the purpose of building the Mishkan. Mashiirtu Yaviu, whatever a person wanted, instead of Yasser should be really Yaviu. Whatever they wanted, they should bring. Chumas Shkalim, the Korban, the donation of the Shkalim, that was for the Korban. Mashiirtu Yaviu, whatever they wanted to bring, they should also give. However, they have to be exactly equal, meaning it didn't dafka need to be a Machzor Shekel, but it needed to be an amount that was equal, similar to Machzor Shekel. That is specific. We're saying over here that the category 2 and 3 are very similar. The Machzor Shekel that we know, that you give the Korban Tzibur, doesn't literally need to be the value of an exact time of Machzor Shekel, the time that it was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, it had to be a number. Well, they just used a Machzor Shekel for convenience. However, the Machzor Shekel actually needed to be for the Chumas Adonim. The Lo Yarbe, the Lo Yamit was referenced not giving more, not giving less. That was specific to the Chumas Adonim. So it's very interesting. There's different halachas for the different Shumas. Another time, maybe I'm running out of time already, so I have time to mention, but this is a very big nafkamina, how to understand these three Shumas. It'll probably come up again, so I can mention it at that later point. But there's a massive nafkamina with the halacha, meisra ramifications for who gives the, for Machzor Shekel. Is it above 13, above 20? Amir Hashem, another time I'll get into that. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin said, Avar Shazos Nemar Bashalosh, also Shumas. So also with regards to the donations, also says this lashon Machzor Shekel Truma Hashem. Similar drasha over here, where you see half a shekel is donation of Hashem. Yitin Trumas Hashem, also to give the donation of Hashem. Lasis Trumas Hashem, and also the giving. There's also three different pesukim. That's all he's including. Now the Mishnah mentioned the Chamishas are cornice of Megillah Bakrachim, and the 15th of Hadar we read the Megillah in the walled city. So it says the Gemara. So wait a second. Lo Kein Amar Rechava Rav Chinam B'Shem Rav Chiyav Rav Al Kol Yotzi Bar Basar. Everyone's going to be Yotzi on the 14th. Choose Mam Kriyasa. So that even in a walled city, a person can read on the 14th and fully be yote. Here, the Mishnah seems to imply that you only should be reading the Bnei Akrachim. Those who live in a walled city should dafka be reading on the 15th. Seems to be against this statement. So the Gemara now says, how are we going to answer for Bichalbo? Lo ba elam decha shekol mitzvah zanur gas padashinu. So the Mishnah's chiddush for you has nothing to do with the fact that you can only read it on the 15th, but rather it's teaching you a different chiddush. That the fact that all the mitzvahs of Adar Rishon are supposed to be done in a Noagas Badar Rishon. They're not supposed to be done in the first. When there's a leap year, you should only be doing them dafka in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yasvin, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Acha were sitting, so they were thinking about the halacha of Rabbi Chalbo. Amar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha. So now, also, your gears have changed over here. Lo mistaber l'sha'avar. It doesn't mean to, Rabbi Chalbo doesn't seem to be talking about where the 15th of Nisan is already gone. It's already now the 16th of Nisan. Because at the end of the day, what's the nafkamina if you're telling you what to do? The 16th, you can't read the Megillah anymore. He must be telling you, rather, El Alaba is telling the Lom. He's telling you that it's still not the 15th that you read on the 14th, having in mind to be Yotze, you live in Yerushalayim, let's say, where you're supposed to be reading on the 15th, you live in a walled city, and you're supposed to be on the 15th, you read on the 14th, the Shaila is, do I now have to read on the 15th? And he's telling you, no, you don't have to read. He's not talking about on the 16th where you Yotze or not, because what's the difference? At the end of the day, there's no nafkamina, it's just whether or not Yotze Klapei Shemayim, whether Hashem is going to give me a reward for reading Megillah, that's not the halacha right now. Here we're talking about Lahaba, rather we're talking about, it's already the 14th past, it's not yet the 15th, it's the 15th at night right now. Do I have to read the Megillah? The answer is, according to no. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, but that doesn't fit. Without Tani, we learn in a Braisa, Malcolm Shalik Rosa Shnei Yamim. Let's say there's a place that's a Suffolk. They don't know if they're a walled city from the time you show up and they're not. So what do? You read on the 14th and the 15th. According to Shnei Yamim, so the halacha is that you should read it on the 14th or the 15th. But according to Rabbi Chalba, who says that Lech Avchila, a walled city resident, is allowed to read on the 14th, what in the world is the reason that you should Bechal have to read on the 15th? Let everybody read on the 14th, and they're fully Yotze. You don't have Bechal have to read it on the 15th. So says the Gemara, Bacha responds, Amar Lei, so Rabbi Acha responds to Rabbi Yotze, how do I answer this question? Off on a gus for our king. I also agree with Rabbi Chalba. I had your question, I dealt with it. It's very interesting. The Gemara doesn't tell you how to answer the question. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi says, V'yos, Rabbi Acha was correct, and I'll explain. He's going to explain how you get around the issue of Rabbi Chalba. So the Gemara, Ilu Mashik, Rabbi Arba starts. So if a walled city person reads the Megillah on the 14th, having in mind to fulfill his obligation at that time, so then, V'lo kara b'chamisha sar shema shomilo. So you're going to say that people are going to listen to him, and they're not going to think that he's doing anything wrong. And Amar Kane, if you say that though for an entire city, what's going to happen? So nobody's going to read on the 15th, they're not going to even have the halacha. Rabbi Chava agrees that there's a concept that a person should be reading on the 15th as a city, as the pasuk says. We have a drasha of the pasukim say that those who live in Bnei Krachim, like Shushan, so they have to read on the 15th. So obviously there's a halacha like that. So clearly, you have a halacha, so you can't make it for the masses that nobody's going to be reading on the 15th. So if you have a safek yirchomer, Rabbi Chava is going to agree that you have to read it on the 15th as well. So now we just mentioned that all mitzvahs apply in the second Adar. Then Mara just has a tekel machlokas, which one, what with regards to Adar now. Tana, we learn in a Braisa. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, mitzvahs and Nogas, Adar Shini. The mitzvahs that are going to be done in the second Adar, in August Rishon, they're not done in the first Adar. Chutz me'efsed b'tainis, except for you're not allowed to fast and you're not allowed to eulogize someone on the 14th and the 15th of Adar Rishon, in a year where we call it Purim Katan, because it's not really Purim, but there is a full-fledged Isra of Hesped of Tainis. Comes from here as well. Shein Shavas b'sev zet, that you're not allowed to have Hesped of Tainis fully on a year where it's a leap year, even though it's a leap year, it's not really full of Purim, you're still not allowed to have Hesped of Tainis. Gemara says, Rabbi Bav, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Levi, that he was knowing that way. Lo Amar, Lo Amar Ela Hinig. So what's the difference between hinig that he would say the halacha versus, again, hinig versus halacha? So halacha is stronger, that you'll say bidorish barabim. Dorish barabim means tell everyone the halacha. Hinig means that if you came to ask him the shayla, he would tell you this is how I feel, but he wouldn't be so confident to just start announcing and putting it out and publicizing it that this is how he held. A lot of gedolim had this also with certain halachas. They weren't so comfortable publicizing it to the masses, but if you came personally to ask him the shayla, they would be paskin like that for you. So the Gemara now says, Aval inyan shtaras, but with regards to halachic documents, so which one do you write as other, which one do you write as other rishon? Kos from other rishon. You write other rishon. This is the first other. But other sheni time, you could just write other in a year. You don't have to write other sheni in the second month. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Adar Rishon, no. During the first month, we say Adar as a written day, and Stam, turning out the next Amud, Adar Sheni Taninan. While the second one, we're going to leave as Adar Sheni, Taka Machalkus, whether or not, how do we write these Shtaros? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Misnak Nina Sadrachim, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.